This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. A landmark Cleveland restaurant that opened in the late 1920s and has charged the same prices for decades is getting ready to call it quits. So when the owners of Old Fashioned Hot Dogs retire next month, they may take a 92-year-old recipe with them.
Somebody asked for chips.
The Sorma family has run the tiny restaurant on the west side since the late 1980s, but it opened in 1928 and was once the spot for late-night eats in the neighborhood. Now, owner Tom Sorma says the area is changing, their building has been sold, and at the end of March he'll stop making the chili and ladling it onto the dogs that have sold three for $5 for decades. But plenty of people are trying to get the recipe for the chili, which is closer to soup-like Cincinnati chili than the chunkier Texas style. Longtime customer Alexander Combs from Mentor has a suggestion.
Try to give the recipe over to vendors over at the Westside Market to keep the tradition going. I think it would sell over there. I think Nathan's Hot Dogs over at the market could probably use the recipe because they make very good hot dogs.
Sorma isn't saying what might happen to the recipe, only that he's considering several options, including marketing the brand, while planning his retirement. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.